Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Let's talk about the Ashley Babbitt cover-up. Almost 7 months ago, Ashley Babbitt, a 110-pound woman with nothing in her hands, not a rock, not a stick, or a bat, was shot dead by a still-unknown Capitol Hill police officer. There's a determined effort to cover up the full circumstances of this homicide or murder, truthfully more an execution or assassination, and the American people won't stand for it. Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran who served our country, was unarmed when she was gunned down outside the House chamber. She was the only rioter killed by Capitol Police and the only person killed by gunfire that day. Her death was captured on video, shows rioters breaking through speakers, lobby glass doors, which were barricaded from the inside, with chairs. As Babbitt tries to climb through the shattered glass, a gloved hand holding a gun enters the video frame and fires a shot into the crowd. Babbitt immediately collapses after the gun goes off. The gloved hand holding a weapon is the only image of the officer in the video. We say officer, everyone says officer, but how do we know who it was? Why was the hand gloved? Not to have fingerprints? How do we know it was a police officer? How do we know who it was? We don't. Nearly 10 weeks later, authorities still have not released the name of the officer or person who fired his or her weapon, or disclosed why this person opened fire. So why won't the Department of Justice identify the shooter? They know. Ashley Babbitt's life mattered. We did not allow the execution of citizens by street justice in our country. So who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun. That's all that we saw. Reminds us of the Kennedy assassination. Hundreds of thousands of videos taken. We only get to see 30 seconds, the same, for 50 years. Very strange. Same with Ashley Babbitt. It's all we see. There has to be more. This day and age of cell phones, there had to be more video. And there should have been more. Now they don't want to give us the name. But people know the name. People know where this person came from. There is no federal standing for releasing the names of officers involved in a federal shooting. However, police involved in other high-profile fatal encounters with unarmed civilians were quickly identified. This is an assassination. There's a reason for this. The Democrats need this. They wanted to blame Trump. They wanted to blame the conservatives. They wanted to blame us. The Minneapolis Police Department identified the four officers in the death of George Floyd within 2 days of that incident. Garrett Rolfe, the former Atlanta police officer, faces criminal charges arising from the death of Rayshard Brooks in June, was also identified within 2 days. They know who shot Ashley Babbitt. They're protecting that person. I've heard also that it was the head of security for a high official, a Democrat. And we'll see, because eventually it's going to come out. Here's the most unbelievable nonsense from the so-called fact checkers. They said, here's our ruling. We rate this post false, about a Facebook post. Because here's the reason why. Incredibly stupid and a lie, obvious. They said, because official sources have not identified the officer involved in the shooting, we cannot verify or debunk any names being thrown around on the internet. But claims that the officer worked for Schumer Pelosi are contradicted by the Capitol Police. Well, of course they are. They're lying. They're lying about everything. They won't tell us. They said the person who fired the shot was not assigned to any Congress member security detail. Who believes them? Now listen to this. Here are their sources for this information. Facebook post, July 11th, 2021. A Facebook post is a source for fact checkers? It's laughable. I can't believe it. And then NBC fake news. Trump wrong about officer who shot January 6th riot Ashley Babbitt. Law enforcement official says. Of course they say Trump was wrong. Another one. By law enforcement official who? They won't tell you. Again, it's like Adam Schiff. He has secret sources, but you can't even know the name, and it turns out to be none. Department of Justice closes the investigation. And final source for fact checkers, an email interview with Capitol Police. Email interview, not even personal, so they can lie and not get in any trouble. a Facebook post, NBC fake news media, the Capitol Police. These are the sources of fact checkers. It just proved fact checkers are nonsense and liars. This is so laughable, just absolutely defies sanity and common sense. Something is very, very, very wrong here. This just further proves they're covering up. So who was Ashley Babbitt? Again, like I said, Ashley Babbitt was an Air Force vet who served our country with 14 years in the service, during which she did 4 tours of duty. She was a high-level security official throughout her time in the service. She was married to husband Aaron and lived near San Diego and owned her own business. She was also a great patriot. We know that Ashley Babbitt was short, lightweight, she was female, and she was unarmed. There was no evidence of the officer who killed her gave her any kind of verbal warning, any warning at all, before he pulled the trigger. He just shot her. He just killed her, murdered her, assassinated her. We also know that the only gun in the Capitol was his, or hers, at the time. Why did only one person have a gun with a gloved hand, no video available, and shot Ashley Babbitt for no reason? Pretty obvious, isn't it? The Department of Justice announced it will not pursue charges against you as a Capitol Police officer, whoever it was, of course not, who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt. Officials determined there wasn't enough evidence to support a criminal prosecution. Not enough evidence. A hand shooting an unarmed, nonviolent person? It's murder. Is that now the standard procedure? For the Democrats it is, and it has been for years. So when did these rules change? And once again, let's ask and continue, who exactly shot Ashley Babbitt? And why don't we know? Are anonymous federal agents now allowed to kill unarmed women who protest the regime? Is that okay now? Well, people, no, it's not okay. It will never be okay.